Time now for the KSL In-Depth. It's been a pretty exciting week when it comes to weather, and joining me live is the KSL Weather's Kevin Eubank. And Kevin, sounds like the storm has just been practicing, and now we're going to see the real thing over the weekend.
Yeah, the storms that have been coming through the last little bit have really impacted our mountains with heavy snow. The valleys have had their fair share, but I think this weekend we're going to kind of see the last little gasp of this storm system, but it's probably going to be the big winner when it comes to the totals. Today, we've already had gusts of 70, 80, and even 90 miles an hour on top of Utah's mountains. That's all coming as this next little wave is just to the north of us. It's going to slide south overnight, give us a burst of snow, and then some reinforcing moisture coming in from the west will kick things back into motion tomorrow afternoon and keep snow going into Sunday.
Which areas are going to see the biggest amounts?
This is a northern Utah storm for sure, and so the northern mountains, really north of I-80, are going to have some very impressive totals, but even the cottonwoods are going to get big totals. I think, again, generally, upper cottonwoods will see 3 to 4 feet of snow this weekend, just out of the next 3 days. So starting, Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. While the northern side of the I-80 mountains and northern mountains are going to get anywhere from 2 to 3 feet up towards Snow Basin and Powder Mountain. So the mountains are getting multiple feet. The valleys, it's going to be a bit of a mix. We'll get a couple inches tonight, Salt Lake Valley, 2, maybe 3 inches through tomorrow morning. And then we're going to get double that. We're going to get probably 3 to 6 inches Saturday into Sunday, Saturday night into Sunday. So the valleys are going to get their fair share. It's not as big as the mountains, but I don't think anyone cares. We don't need those big multiple feet storms, but it definitely will impact travel in and around northern Utah. Southern Utah, no problem over the next 24 to 48 hours. But here in the north, a lot of winter weather, a lot of travel problems, and there's a blizzard warning happening up in southern Idaho right now. So you don't want that coming to town.
So that travel, let's say, exactly when should people expect to stay off the roads?
So honestly, the overnights, both nights, tonight and tomorrow night, it's going to be really, really sketchy. The morning hours, both days. So really, tonight into tomorrow morning, then it's going to let up. So the morning hours on Saturday morning are going to be all right. But the later you go in the day and into the evening, it gets a little bit more dicey. And then that same story, overnight into Sunday morning, a little lull in the morning, Saturday, Sunday morning, and then it picks back up again in the afternoon.
Just plan some wonderful indoor activities.
Stay indoors, or if you do have to travel, make sure they're short stretches. And if you're going south, remember, you'll deal with snow all the way to about Nephi, Mount Nebo. And then south of that is where it'll break up, and you'll end up with pretty decent conditions over southern Utah.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.